Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Outside the pull of gravity, beyond the spectral veil, within our capabilities, the thing we search to know
about. That's the late great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back one of my favorite songs. That's The Nexus. That's the lead song on the Innocent Age album. That's a double album. It's 35 years old that you absolutely will thank me later if you buy it. It's a beautiful album. Wonderful songs. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Steve Del Bianco, Executive Director of NetChoice.org. We're talking about some of the reforms, so-called reforms, some of the stupid things that our government, that governments, state and local, federal, are trying to push through on the internet. We've talked about stuff that the Obama administration has done to hurt America's position with regard to the internet on more than one level. The Obama administration is turning the internet into a utility. The horrible things that have happened in the last few years, Steve, it's just mind-boggling how something that wasn't broken has now been broken in some ways. And what do you think?
You know, I have a lot of confidence that the private sector, entrepreneurs, innovators, consumers, we will eventually prevail. We'll grind it out in the face of bureaucratic and misguided decisions made by government, and that it just makes it take so much longer. And there are so many casualties along the way of businesses who bumped into that bureaucracy.
Let's
keep the faith, Jim.
Steve, you're one of the smartest guys I know. Folks, Steve Del Bianco is a pioneer in the online world, in the technology world. He's an entrepreneur like you. He came up and has a great success story in the marketplace. Steve, I think about what you could be doing productively if you didn't have to fight the dummies, the Luddites. If you could be doing something positive, think about what your organization could be doing instead of having to fight these stupid decisions.
Yeah, but ironically, the internet itself, the product of so much of our innovation, is actually part of our downfall. The internet has enabled anyone who's got a gripe or a complaint, anyone who feels they're now a victim, they can turn to the internet and talk to other people that feel the same way. They can turn to the internet and air their views in a way that make it straight to policymakers. They can create a think tank or an advocacy group that raises money on the back of a complaint that is going to lead to new regulation. So the internet itself is making it easier for people to mobilize government, get in the way, and use consumer protection for competition prevention.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we've created some of the tools of our own destruction here. But I think, as I said earlier, I really do think let's stay positive about it. And let the motivation of capitalism keep driving us forward. And I think
in the last segment, you gave us a report on where the internet tax situation is. They tried to push it through again this year, but it didn't go right. So what's the next step for those guys?
Right, every year, Jim, there's the December drama because the states themselves want the power. They want Congress to give the states the power to reach across state lines and audit every business in any corner of America for $1 of sales into their state. And every December, Congress has two vehicles that advocates of this new tax power try to use. One is the Internet Tax Freedom Act, which is a federal law that's been in place for decades that prevents your state and local government from heaping another $10 or $20 on your monthly.
That was passed during the Clinton administration, wasn't it?
Yes, and we've had to renew it every year now for the last 3 or 4 years because it's sunset. And the beauty of that sunset for advocates of new tax is they'll threaten to let it lapse unless they get their way on a new tax. We were able to fend that off, but we only got a one-year extension. So we'll have the same battle next October, Jim. And the other is the funding of the government. The so-called omnibus or huge bill that funds the federal government is often a place where policy riders and other legislation gets glommed on. And then they're playing chicken about shutting down our government.
And this becomes a throwdown, doesn't it?
It does. But we survived both of them. I mean, they couldn't hold the internet tax moratorium as a hostage, and they couldn't attach their rider to
we
the
actually
omnibus,
had
right?
a, we so actually we, had a pretty good tax reform year this year, Steve, because of the Section 179 advances that we had, the making permanent, the Section 179 direct expensing, and some of the others, and you getting and dodging another bullet with the internet sales tax thing. That was actually, even though we didn't get it permanent, we actually had a pretty good year on tax reform. Small business did all in all.
Good, good. Next year is going to be different, Jim.
Yeah,
the states will revive a campaign called the nuisance to nexus laws, and that means they are small laws passed in many states that claim that an Alabama business selling into Utah, maybe only because you have a website, is subject to Utah's tax auditor and Utah's tax laws.
Wow.
And that's going to be something that will have to be fought, first of all, in the legislatures, and then we have to fight it in the courts. So while that's all unfolding over the next year, Congress will once again turn to the idea of empowering state auditors to reach every business in America. So we'll be fighting the battle on three fronts next year, state, courts, and here in Congress.
What else will you see? What else do you see out there as being the big fight for 2016?
We're going to have to try to move ahead on the Obama administration's plan to turn over the U.S.'s legacy management of the Internet. As you well know, the U.S. Invented the Internet technologies in the 80s, gave them to the world, and as I said earlier, the private sector really ran with it. Built out the internet all over this.
Are you saying that 2016 will be the flip year?
2016 is the target year. We were able to.
Can it be pushed off another year till we get somebody else in the White House?
You know, it's entirely likely.
Well, I'm counting on you, Steve. Don't let us down up there, but no pressure. Hold on to that thought. When we come back, I'm going to get Steve to talk. Maybe talk a little politics with us. Who's the best? Who are the best folks to protect the internet from the things that go bump in the night? Tintail, right back with Steve DelBianco. NetChoice.org, that's his website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.